give God some praise. Sister Rochelle, don't be shaking your head. That's your fault. You know you take care of me. Amen. Last week I had the box and not the headset. This week I got the headset and not the box. Oh, well, we're going to have a time anyway. It don't matter. I'm working on it. All right, watch it, Brother Tim. How many glad to be in the house of the Lord? Oh, come on, you can do better than that. Praise the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. You can open up your Bibles to the book of 1 John. Amen. We'll start there. My glasses up. Somewhere around in the fourth chapter. 1 John. Not St. John. 1 John. It's good to have Sister Diane Brown back. Where'd she run to? Amen. Come on, give her a hand clap praise. Amen. All the prayer and the worship been going on in this place, I can feel the power of God already. Amen. I can feel his presence. And wherever his presence is, there is liberty. Amen. I was listening to the radio yesterday, Brother Tony, and they had a talk show on, and people were calling in complaining why they didn't go to church. Oh, you heard that? It was kind of ironic, wasn't it? You know, I heard folks say they didn't go to church because they had to text message their pastor in order to... Then some folks didn't go to church because they prayed too long. And some folks didn't go to church because they didn't pray long enough. Some folks didn't go to church because the music was too loud or the music wasn't loud enough. Some folks didn't go to church because their pastor had bodyguards and they couldn't get close to him. Well, evidently he had bodyguards for a reason. Amen. But then somebody finally called in with some spiritual sense. Said, you can make all excuses you want for not going to church, but when it comes down to where the rubber meets the road, it's your love affair with God. It's your love affair with God that takes you to church. You go to church because you love the Lord. You don't go because your pastor can't sing or can't sing. You don't go because the music is too loud or not loud enough. You go because you love God. And you appreciate the love of God in your life. That's why I always, when I started coming to church, Brother Darius, that's why I came, because I love God. Because don't you think for one minute that you ain't going to go through in church. Somebody laughed. You go through in church. Amen. You go. We better go ahead and just praise him a little bit, huh? Don't worry. I won't keep you very long this morning, but we're going to have a time in the Lord. We're going to talk about some love. Amen. Something the church is really lacking in. It's a lot of selfish love, but it ain't no real love. And that's what we need, the real love of God, the reality of the love of God. Because when you do that, it creates the atmosphere that we need in the church. Amen. Folks were saying, I don't go to church because they got cliques. Oh, well, you just mad because they won't let you in. You can have your clique. It don't matter to me. I'm probably better off not being a part of it anyway. We love God. That's why we go to church. Help me with this little song, just a few seconds. But I feel Jesus, Tony. You can stay there. You don't have to move. You good. We will look out for your knee too. You know you got to put me in the right key though, because see, like Sister Rochelle, I think she come to church just to see what I'm gonna do next. She said, "Don't be telling that lie on me, because I love God." That's right. You can't take Sean's place, Sister Rochelle. I don't know where he at this morning. Come on, lift your hands this morning. Hallelujah. My soul does, it burns within me.
Please.
in this place. In this place. In this place. In this place. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Is it warm enough out there? Is it warm enough out there? Because I know sometimes it's a little bit warmer up here than it is out there, because sometimes that wind from that door rolls down up under those seats. And I don't want the ladies to get cold. 1 John 4 and the 10th verse. Amen. First, let's explore the word love itself. The word love in the Greek is agapeo, or agapeo, or agape. Most folks say agape. It means to regard with favor. It continues on to talk about also the beloved, or it also means undeserved favor, or it means unconditional love. That's where we are when we talk about the love of God, love that is unconditional. When I found out about the love of God, it has ears. It says, beloved, if God so loved us, oh, I skipped a verse. We also ought to love one another. For herein is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us first and sent his son to be the propitiation for our sins, or the reconciliation for our shortcomings, or our problems, or things that we go through. When I was growing up, Sister Norma, I guess it isn't much different now. It was big thing in Highland Park was to be in some kind of gang, you know. And so we were in gangs. What I found out about being in our gangs, that we were willing to lay down our lives for each other. We would take a bullet for each other, or get stabbed for each other, or get beat up for each other, because we had become a brotherhood. Well, the love of God is supposed to be greater than that. We are supposed to be a Christianhood. That's why Jesus said, except a man lay down his life for his friend. Well, we have decided who our friends are and that they're not worthy for us to lay our lives down for. God didn't decide it. We decided. We decided because we don't like who they are, or we don't like who they stand for, or we don't like what we heard about them, or we don't like what we think about them, or we don't like how they dress, or we don't like how they carry themselves, and God could care less. If that was the case, we might as well just lock ourselves in a cage and stay there and put a big sign on the front of it that says, I am a Christian. Because if you don't practice the love of God, then no one will know who you are. It's easy to come to church and love everybody, but then sometimes we don't do that either. It says herein. I like the word herein because it's talking about therein, or where the power of God is manifesting, or where the Spirit of the Lord is. In herein, in us, is love. If Jesus is love, then if Jesus is in us, then why isn't the love that he represents manifesting itself from our lives? Because there's somebody in there that's trying to keep it from doing what it's supposed to do. You have a hater living in you, whether you want to realize it or not. He is a hater. He hates everything that pertains to the things of God. And he's called the old nature. He's called flesh. He's called Adama. He's called the earth. He's called the ground. He's called a whole lot of stuff. But he wants to separate you from the love of God. And he's not like most people. He don't come in the front door. But he comes in the back door. And lately, because he knows that you've been locking your back door, he creeps in the unawares. In the crevices that you're not paying attention to, he slips in. Because he don't want this love that God is talking about to manifest itself in your life. Because if this kind of love manifests itself in your life, it's a possibility somebody in your house gonna get saved. It's a possibility somebody on your job gonna get delivered. It's a possibility somebody in your neighborhood gonna decide that they'd rather have Jesus than what they've got. Because this love is unconditional. How many understand that? This love don't care about flesh. It loves nevertheless. When the man of God was writing this, he said, here is the love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his son to be the propitiation for our sins. Jesus came down here knowing that he had to die for a group of people that could care less. But the love of the Father was so great and was so powerful and determined. See, we never look at the love of God as being determined. But the love of God is determined. Because the love of God does something in you that you are determined that you're going to let that love manifest itself in your life. You think things going on in your life, the step, you know what? A man that's without money can be an unhappy person. Someone whose heart's been broken can be very unhappy, discouraged and despondent, broken. But you have to understand that this love that we're talking about has the ability to overwhelm all kind of stuff. Love overwhelms or conquers sin. Or has the ability to take the old nature and bring it into subjection to the power of God so that your feelings and your emotions no longer have authority over how you serve God and what you do for him. Especially when the word of God says only what you do for Christ is going to matter anyway. Excuse me. So I've had to learn some love some people, folks that I just didn't determine I wasn't going to love. I ain't got to love them, Lord. God said, try me. See if I ain't God. And we have tried him on every angle. But see, what we fail to realize, the gifts come without repentance. But the love of God don't. The love of God has to become a part of who you are and what you are. The love of God becomes a representation of the power of God himself. When Jesus stood up in the water and the heavens opened up to him, that wasn't the love of the Father. He did say, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. But that was the love of the Son for the Father that he had started the first steps in a life that was about to be dead. But there's something about Paul said, we were talking about this yesterday. Paul made the statement, I want to know him in the power of his resurrection. And last night I was thinking about that, about the power of his resurrection. And I kept looking and I kept thinking, I said, well, maybe it's had to do with the power of him raising, coming from the grave. But I realized something. I remember what the word resurrection is translated to. It is translated into being quickened. Quickening, the quickening power. So what's the quickening power of God? It's the love of God. The love of God comforts you, it quickens you. The love of God heals you, it quickens you. Love of God supplies you with peace, it quickens you. The love of God takes you through your trial and through your storm, it quickens you. It does something on the inside of you. Paul was actually saying, I want to know him in the power of his love. Because if I can know Jesus in the power of his love, then I'll be where he is. Even though I'm in the earth, I can still be where he is. That's why he said to die. To live is what? Oh. For me to live is Christ. But for me to die is gain. That's why he said I die daily, because I have to let the love of God have his presence or his way in my life. I have to love Peter whether I like the way Peter acts or not. I know Peter don't like me because he wants to kill me. But I got to love him anyway, because Jesus came and met me where I was at, so I got to meet him where he's at. And that's the hardest part about the love of God, because you got to meet people where they are. And a lot of times we get so haughty in our own spirits, thinking we're so high and mighty, we don't want to meet people where they are. We expect everybody to be where we are. And it ain't going to happen. Sometimes you're going to have to get down where people, where the rubber is, and you're going to have to hit the pavement. And you're going to have to believe God. Jesus put up with a lot for us. And we think this is a game. This ain't no game. The love of God ain't no game. It's a reality. And it'll cost you everything. Prayer might cost you something. Fasting might cost you something. Studying to show yourself approved may cost you something. But the love of God is going to cost you everything. The love of God is going to cost you everything that you're trying to hold on to. Your feelings, your emotions, your dependence on things. It's going to cost you that. Because the love of God comes in and separates you from things that you've been holding on to for years. From ideas and principles and concepts that you have used to live your life, the love of God will separate you from them. He said, how can a man say he loved God and love not his brother whom he sees every day? My God, we have decisions to make. Where you go in God is based on how you love through God and how you let him love through you. I want everything God has for me. I don't need to hear the Father say, this is my beloved son. All I need to know is that he's with me. That's why it says they overcame by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. If the blood of the Lamb represents the love of God. When Jesus said, I felt the virtue flow out of me, it was that love that was the Father that instilled in him that flowed out of him. Because she was not supposed to get what she got. Stone her! Stone her! Go your way, my daughter, and sin no more. It's about the love of God. It's folks on your job, folks in your home, folks in your neighborhood that will absolutely drive you insane. It's a quiet message. But But God requires us to let him love them through us. And it costs you something when you do. It costs you something when it does. Because it costs you your feelings and your emotions and your what you feel and what you think. But you'd be amazed at what God has waiting on you. You'd be amazed at the power and the authority and dominion that God has for you. See, most folks waiting to get to heaven to get theirs. I want mine right now. Amen. I want to be able to call those things that are not as though they are and see them happen right now. I want this cotton picking knee to hurt, and I want to lay hands on it, and I want it to stop right now. It ain't that we don't have the faith to believe for what we have need of. It's just that there's so many other things going on, we can't stay focused on what we have need of. The love of God gives you the ability to be focused. Folks think they're getting away with all this fakeness. We're going to be held accountable. If you can't love somebody, you need to stay away from them. Closing. No man has ever seen God at any time. If we love one another, then God dwelleth in us. If we do what? Love one another. If we love one another. It didn't say if we love one another because or if. But it says if we. The thing about it is it says if. That means you have to decide whether you want to do what God wants you to do. If we love one another, God will dwell. If you decide to love one another, then the Spirit of God will dwell in you. If not, then you'll just be operating under the gifts and not the real power. I want the real power of God. So that means if I got to love you though you hate me, then I'm going to love you anyway. If I got to love you through discouragement and through pressure and through stress and through high blood pressure, I'm going to love you anyway. Because I won't be held accountable. I won't get before God and he said, you did all that, but you had no love in you. Because in his love is perfected or made mature. That means that you're growing precept upon precept, concept upon concept. You're growing from hope to hope and from faith to faith, from unconsciousness to consciousness of the things of God. I pray, Lord, if I don't never do another thing right, let me know how to love and to let you love through me. Teach me. Guide me. Let your love work through me. I know a lot of times I'm not going to be happy about the way you work, but you do it anyway. A lot of times your love is going to hurt, but you do it anyway. Sometimes your love is going to be searching for peace, but you do it anyway because you're perfecting yourself in me. You're maturing me to a state and to a standard or to a realm in you where I can move and flow. What folks fail to realize, they tried to kill Jesus. When they were trying to kill him, it said he slipped through the crowd. You know why? Because there's something about love that creates a light that the darkness cannot see. He loved them in spite of the way they felt about him. He knew they wanted to kill him, Sister Cherry, but he loved them anyway. That's why he was there, that they might be saved and set free and delivered. And he was ready to lay down his life for it. And the love was so great that he just slipped right through them. all the time. They're going, where is Jesus? And he never said a word. They ripped the skin off of him and beat him to death. And the Bible says he never raised his voice or made a raging accusation. I heard somebody say, I ain't there yet. I ain't either. But we're working on it. Amen. Because we know it's what God has ordained for our lives. Everyone stand. Hallelujah. Amen. Father, I thank you for the love that you are manifesting this morning. Lord God, the glory of God is greater than hatred or strife or conflict, because where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is no conflict, because you don't have anything to do with it. Father, in the name of Jesus, by the power of the living God, I pray this morning that you would move upon hearts, upon souls, and upon spirits, even upon flesh, Father, that you might have your way in this service. Somebody in here need to give their heart and life to God this morning. And some folks need to rededicate their lives to God. I want you to come down. Oh, it is Jesus. Oh, it is Jesus. Yes, it is Jesus. It's Jesus in my soul. Oh, I can touch the hem of his garment, and his blood has made me whole. Oh, it is Jesus. Yes, it's Jesus. It's Jesus in my soul. For I have touched the hem of his garment, and his blood has made me whole. Oh, it is Jesus. Now is not the time to be embarrassed. Jesus is Jesus in my soul, for I have touched the hem of his garment, and his blood has made me whole. Hallelujah. Young lady, you would like to dedicate your heart to God?
I accept you.
I accept you.
Into my life.
Into my life.
As my personal savior.
As my personal savior.
I'll serve you.
I'll serve you.
I'll work for you.
I'll work for you.
And I'll love you.
Father, in the name of Jesus, as I pray right now, by the power of the living God, oh my God, Father, forgive me of all my sins. Wash me in your blood.
Wash me in your blood.
I accept you.
I accept you.
As my personal savior.
As my personal savior.
I'll serve you.
I'll serve you.
I'll love you.
I'll love you.
And I'll work for you.
And I'll work for you.
Father, we accept these into the fold now.
Yes,
sir. Lamb of God, in the name of, come on and give God some praise. Now, Father, we speak with our mouths and confess and unto you. as our Savior. And as they have done that, Father, you're going to move in their lives. Father, in the name of Jesus, I bind adversaries and I bind anger and I take authority over dominions, Lord God, that are not of you. Father, in the name of Jesus, I speak peace, Lord God. I speak forgiveness, Father, into their spirits, Lord God. Father, it's going to flow from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. Father, it's going to change her life. Lord God, there's going to be a shield about them, Lord God. Lord God, the anointing shall protect them. The anointing shall keep them. The anointing shall cover them, Father. Lord God, and the Bible says, if anything touch my anointed, do touch not my prophets and do my anointing no harm. God said he would render that which unto them that belongs to them. Father, so you're going to keep them, Lord God, as they go through life, and you're going to teach them, and you're going to guide them, Lord God, and you're going to lead them, Father, in the name of Jesus. As we command the power of God right now, I'm going to ask the ministers to come, the elders to come right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord God, for their lives. Lord God, it's rough, but you're going to lighten the load because they're now yours. And you do what you do, Lord. Father, we thank you for it. We praise you for it. In the name of Jesus. It's going to be all right. Okay? Don't give up now. Hallelujah. Come on and give him some praise. Hey, yes, it's Jesus in my soul. For I
blood.
Jesus. Yes,
yes, it is Jesus.
It's Jesus.
It's Jesus.
It's Jesus. Yes, Lord.
In my soul.
In my soul, yes.
Oh, I have touched.
I've touched the hem of his garment. Yes. And his blood has made me whole. I'm a shata kolo.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, but I'm making it through. I'm called those things that I'm not.
You
know the way I want them to be.
Hallelujah. It is Jesus.
Hallelujah. Everybody stand. We can wait. In my blood, I've touched the hem of his garment, and his blood has made me whole. Let me tell you how the enemy works. The enemy said, don't you get excited, because you know I'm going to steal your voice. Whatever. If it go, it go. I know some folks probably don't want to hear me talk anyway. I'm going to get it on anyway. Amen. Because you can't stop my praise. You may take my voice, but you can't stop my praise. You may break my heart, but you can't stop my praise. You may hurt my feelings, but you can't break my praise. You may mess me up emotionally, but you can't stop my praise. I may be hurting down within, but I'm going to keep praising it. I may be sick in my body, but you can't stop my praise. Folks may not like me, but you can't stop my praise. They may talk about me, but you can't stop my praise. It don't matter what's going on. It ain't going to stop my praise. Because I know if I praise him, he's going to get right down in the midst of whatever I'm going through, whatever I'm feeling, whatever I'm experiencing, and I'm going to get what I deserve from God. Hallelujah. My God, hallelujah. This list is a list of police officers in the city of Detroit. I have a lot of friends that are on the police force. Sheriff's Department, a bunch of them. When you're around them, you wouldn't even know who they were if they didn't tell you. Because they're just people. But they need the protection of God upon their lives. Some of them don't know about God. Some of them don't want to hear about God. But they all believe in the power of prayer. How you figure that, I don't know. But we're going to pray anyway. And we're going to believe God to protect and to keep. Because it's open season on them. Don't nobody have no fear no more. That's because don't nobody reverence God no more. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray the power of God. That you protect all these, Lord God. Not just these, but even those others, Father. That you keep them, Lord God. Father, in time of trouble, in time of trial, in circumstance, a situation, that you let the power of God put a shield about them. Lord God, warning them, encouraging them. Father, don't let them be discouraged. Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, we praise and we glorify you. We magnify your name. Lamb of God, you move by your spirit. Lord God, we lift them up right now. Lord God, you comfort and you strengthen. Lord God, those that are going through situations in their families, you're going to heal. Lord God, those that are going through situations on the job, you're going to deliver and you're going to set the captive free. Those that are contemplating giving their heart and lives to you, Lord, you're going to save and deliver them. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we speak and we command these things to take place and we call it done, Father, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.